Good afternoon. Cats and dogs are falling from the sky. How do you say that?
Raining cats and dogs.
Raining cats and dogs this morning. Just like the pouring rain we had this morning. May God pour His grace and love and His mercy upon us, and may He fill our spirit with His love and His Holy Spirit. I was just waiting for the day like this because I just wanted to say this word. And today was the day, pouring rain this morning. But God has been good all the time. He is good all the time. He is pouring His grace and love all the time, not only this morning, but all the time. Today is the fourth week, so I'm going to speak in English, but please allow me, please forgive me to pray in Japanese. That's そういうことです。お祈りだけ日本語で、Please allow me to pray in Japanese this time. 愛する天のお父様、あなたの恵みと慈しみの中で、今日も愛する兄弟姉妹、共に心を合わせて主をあなたの御名を賛美できますことを感謝いたします。主をどうぞ、この時を豊かにあなたが祝福してくださり、私たちのこの命に魂に必要な糧を豊かにお与えくださいますように。また主よ、体調を崩しておられる方、また怪我をされているおられる方、私たちの兄弟姉妹の中に、また知り合いの中におります。どうぞ彼らを憐れみ、速やかにお癒しくださり、またたとえそのような状況の中にあっても、主よ、あなたにあって希望を持ち、あなたを礼拝できますように助け導いてください。今日のこのひとときをすべてあなたの御手に委ね、愛する主イエス様のお名前によってお祈りいたします。アーメン。
So we have been reading through the book of Ephesians, the letter to the Ephesians, starting in January, and we are almost finishing it. The main theme of Ephesians was be united, be one in Christ. In other words, be children of God as a family. And Paul has been guiding us, teaching us how we should live as a children of God. What we should do and what we should not do. But everything that we should do or anything that we should not do, we cannot do it by ourselves. We cannot live like children of God by our own ability or power. God is the one who helps us, who guides us, and who gives us power to live like His children. So today, I would like to read from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 20. And in the beginning, the Paul goes like, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." So we can live like children of God, not by our own, but by God's power. So Paul encourages us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Why? Because there is a battle, there is a wrestling in the Christian life. And that is against spirit, the evil spirit. So Paul continued to encourage us to put on God's armor, because our battle is against spirit, the evil spirit. So we need to put on spiritual armor and weapons, which is truth, the belt of truth, breastplate of righteousness, and shoes, gospel of peace, and shield of faith, and helmet of salvation, and finally, sword of spirit, which is the word of God. So five armors to protect yourself, and one weapon to defeat the evil spirit. And in addition to this, Paul also encourages us to pray. Pray not only for yourself, but pray for all saints, always. And even pray for Paul himself. So what we can learn from today's passage, I picked three things to learn from today's passage. The first point is that there is a battle, there is a wrestle in Christian life. Being Christian, or being believer of Christ, or getting baptized is not the goal. And it does not promise us a life without pain or without sorrow. But being Christian doesn't mean you can live without any problem, everything goes well. No. There is a battle and wrestle in a Christian life. Some people, sometimes we argue against God. I'm your children. I'm believing you. How come you do this to me? How come these bad things happen to me? But actually, if you read the Bible carefully, Bible said you will have a tribulation in your life because of Christ. Just think about the evil spirit. If you are not Christian, or if you are not believer, and if you are not believing God, and if you are living, turn away from God, there is no reason to attack you for the evil spirit. But because we are children of God, now the evil spirit has a good reason to attack us, because his purpose is to drive us away from God, make us turn away from God. So that was first point. And second point, second thing that we can learn from today, the passage, is this battle is not against flesh and blood, but it's against evil spirit. The evil spirit, the Satan, use everything. He will use anything to turn us away from God. That he might give you suffering in your life to make you think God is helpless. Or evil spirit might give you the treasure to make you think you don't need a God. You can have fun. You can be happy without God. He will do anything, but his purpose is one, which is make us turn away from God, make us separate from God's salvation. So this is not a battle against flesh and blood. This is not a battle against materials, because the Satan's purpose is make our spirit turn away and drive away from God. So Paul encourages us to put on spiritual armors, because this is a battle against the spirit. The flesh, the armors of flesh and blood means nothing, such as the money or the knowledge you have or anything, whatever you have on the earth has no power against the attack from evil spirit. So we need to put on spiritual armors, which comes from God through Jesus Christ. Paul says, put on a belt of truth. Wear the truth, which will protect you from lies of evil spirit. And put on the breastplates of righteousness that will protect your heart, that will protect you from unrighteousness. Evil try to make you think you are unrighteous in front of God in spite of Jesus' salvation. So put on the righteousness against unrighteousness. And put on the shoes, which called preparation of the gospel of peace, so that we can go out and we can testify and we can spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. He's the one give us peace between God. And above all, Paul encourages us to take a shield of faith. And this shield will protect you from all kinds of attacks from evil spirit. And take the helmet of salvation. Helmet is something that shows who you are in the battlefield old days, like Roman armies. Maybe the higher authority wear the kind of gorgeous helmet, maybe. Even in Japan, the Sengoku Jidai, I don't know how to translate in English, but like a couple hundred years ago, the people were fighting, and if you are higher authority, they wear such a gorgeous helmet to show their power to the people. So kind of helmet shows you who you are. So he said, put on the helmet of salvation, not the helmet of your own deed or on your self-satisfaction, but salvation, which is who we were. We were children of God because of Jesus' salvation. This is who I am. And finally, Paul encourages us to take a sword, just one weapon, a sword of spirit, which is the word, the words of God. When Jesus was tempted in the desert, he didn't use any special powers or miracles, but he defeated all temptation by the word from the Bible, the word of God. Sometimes we think we need some special spiritual power to against evil spirit, but all we need is the sword of spirit, and which is right in your hand. Everything is in here. Armors, sword, everything is in here. And because this is the battle against spirit, we really need to pray to God so that we will be well equipped against evil spirit. And third point is this battle. You are not alone in this battle. This is the point three. This, you are not alone in this battle against evil spirit. In addition to God's armor, putting on the God's armor, Paul encourages us to pray. Not pray only for yourself, but pray always, and pray for all saints, and even pray for Paul. So we need to pray for each other, and we need to pray for leaders. Some people might think, how come Paul needs prayer? He's such a great apostle. He has a power. He has a knowledge. He's so strong. Why he needs prayer? But he's asking for prayer. Because this battle is not only Paul's battle, but it's ours. The battle against evil spirit is not our own individual battles, but it's against the body of Christ. We pray for one another. Sometimes we cannot pray, but we have brothers and sisters who can pray for you. When we are weak, when we are too weak to pray, we have brothers and sisters to pray for you. We played soccer yesterday, and I have a sore muscle today. That means I'm still young. I'm so happy about that. But and the soccer World Cup will start soon in June, right? World Cup will start. And not only soccer, but when you play like a sports game that you play as a group, you play as a team, what is the most important? I think that is the teamwork, right? Teamwork. Some team hire the players who has great abilities, and they pay a lot of money, and they hire the good players. But what's so fun about sport is the team that has strongest person doesn't mean that team will win. Baseball, I think the baseball is the same. Even if the individuals had such a skill, the better skill, much better skill than others, but there is no teamwork, then they can't win. And when I think about back in the old days, the Roman armies, they were so strong. They conquered the world. But how come they were so strong? Not because individual warriors were strong, but they are well organized. And they were strong as a unit, as a team. That's why they had no enemy. They were so strong. And we are the same, because we are the body of Christ. We are the one in Christ. And we will fight against evil spirit as a body of Christ. And these are 3 points I wanted to pick up today. But I just want to add one more thing. That is that the battle, our battle against evil spirit, is not kind of battle that you have maybe 50% chance of winning this battle. But we have 100%. Well, I can say 200% that we will win this battle. because we are the body of Christ. And Jesus Christ is our head. And Jesus said in the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 33, that Jesus said, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." That Jesus Christ has already won the victory against evil spirit, and against sins, against death. He already won the victory. And we are the body of His. And He promises to give us the victory against this battle. So let us not be discouraged when we have difficulties in our lives. God will show us His mercy and His glory through struggles and wrestles against evil spirit. And we will win the battle. And we will praise and glorify the name of Jesus. Let us pray. お祈りいたします。
愛する天の父なる神様、あなたこそ私たちの主であり、あなたこそ私たちの神であり、私たちの頭であります。私たちが悪魔から誘惑を受けるとき、また悪魔からさまざまな攻撃を受けるとき、そこで戦ってくださるのは主あなたご自身であります。そしてあなたはこの戦いにすでに勝利されたお方であります。主よ、どうぞ私たちの信仰を強めてください。その信仰によって悪魔の放つすべての矢を撃ち落としてくださいますように。また主よ、私たちがこの戦いの中で勝利を通して主よ、あなたの御名をさらに崇め賛美し、あなたの福音を人々へ述べ伝えていくことができますように、私たちが主よ、あなたの体として一つとなることができますように、私たちを憐れみ助け導いてください。この時を心から感謝し、主の御手にお委ねし、愛するイエス様のお名前を通してお祈りいたします。アーメン。